Happy New Year and all that palaver. This is the NPL show, and a big thank you once again to James Hayes for joining us on this condensed version of the show. Obviously, I hope you all enjoyed last week's condensed version for the Boxing Day games. We're back early this week for the New Year's Day encounters, and as I said, joining me down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by Mr. James Hayes, still in 2019. Hello, James, how are they?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all good. So we're recording this on Monday evening. Hopefully the show will be out at some point in the day, and then you can listen to the show for the 20-odd minutes it's on, and then you can get on with enjoying your sausage rolls or your... what else do you have on a buffet nowadays?
New Year's Eve, mate. It's whatever's left in the fridge, surely.
Whatever's left in the fridge, that's right. 50 Shades of Beige is what my buffets tend to be like. Goujons, I believe, and stuff like that. Okay, coming up on this week's show, we've got loads of post-match reaction from the Boxing Day games, including Curtis Woodhouse, Gary Hayward, Simon Howarth, Neil Reynolds, Chris Harder, all that coming up on this week's show. But let's start with Boxing Day first, before we get to Wednesday's matches. And where do we start, James? Because there was all kinds of stuff happening on Thursday in the NPL. Shall we start off with the fact that both leaders up at the top lost?
That was a bit of a shock, especially with the teams that beat them as well, let's be honest.
Obviously, Lancaster City were beaten by Bamber Bridge. Fantastic result, this, for Jamie Milligan's side. And the way they did it as well, Lancaster City going one up, and then Richard Allen for Bamber Bridge getting an equaliser just before half-time. Then Lancaster City go 2-1 up, and then Matty Thompson on 88 minutes scores the equaliser, and then Rowan Roach, a penalty late on in the game, taking all the points back down the M6 for Bamber Bridge. A great result, that, for Bamber, and the little upturn in form from Bamber Bridge since Jamie Milligan's taken over continues.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, what a great signing that is for Bamber Bridge with Richie Allen. But yeah, great continuing the up form there for Bamber Bridge. 3 wins out of the last 4 now. And again, a great result there just to get them out of that little bit of a relegation fight at this moment in time.
So Bamber Bridge there taking the points away from Lancaster City. So Lancaster stayed on 39 points. What could South Shields do? Could they open up a 3-point gap up at the top? No, is the answer to that question. That's because Whitby Town beat South Shields by 2-1. They were good for it as well, Whitby Town.
They showed themselves a little bit against the top sides as well. I remember last week beating Witton Albion as well.
Let's have some post-match reaction now. Here's Chris Hardy, manager at the Turnbull, speaking with Liam Ryder, with thanks to Whitby Town's fantastic media team.
So, Chris, Whitby Town getting a victory of the league leaders. It's pretty impressive work this afternoon.
Yeah, I don't think many people, apart from the people within Whitby, would have fancied that result today. So, like you say, to beat the league leaders, in our backyard is, like you say, really pleasing.
And how much of a statement do you think this makes the rest of the league now, that Whitby have managed to beat the league leaders in such an impressive style?
I think what it does, it gives a statement to our fans, to our players, that if we are on it, if we're competitive, we've got a skill set within the group to win games and win games against the top sides in this league. But, we've seen only too well over the last few games that on a couple of occasions we haven't been on it and we've let ourselves down. Whereas, like you say, Witten on Saturday, Shields today, two performances that we can take a lot of confidence from.
And you must be pleased that your players have reacted as well as they did in order to try and, get back to winning ways after a poor run of form.
Yeah, these guys are honest guys. They want to do well for the football club. They want to do well for themselves. But sometimes it's fine margins as to doing that or not doing it. And like you say, the commitment levels that we've seen over the last couple of games have been top draw.
Now, looking ahead, of course, we've got pretty much a week off before another derby match against Morpeth. You must have a bit of optimism going into that one after today's performance.
Well, we've said from day one, if we're competitive, we give ourselves a chance. As I mentioned earlier in the interview, with Paul coming in the side, he stretches teams, and he's scoring goals, he's contributing, to what we're doing offensively. So again, we can take a lot of positives from, being competitive and having this offensive, input on the game.
Chris Hardy there, manager of Whitby Town, speaking. And a big thank you, as always, to the wonderful media team at Whitby Town for that audio. For Whitby, they're up to 13th now. 8 points. I think we touched upon this last week, actually. 8 points from the playoff spots with games in hand as well. More on the playoff spots shortly. But South Shields, 39 points after 19 games. Lancaster City, 39 points after 22 games. Who's the team in third? But FC United are up to third now. A fantastic victory over Ashton United on Saturday. James, you were there. I'm going to say nothing further. What's your view on the game?
I thought it was a really close game, in fairness. Obviously, disputed goal from Michael Donoghue and Tunde Oluwabi, who, if he gets it, is his 18th for the season. Being at that match, I thought it was a really close encounter, especially the Ashton's equaliser late on the second half. Fantastic right there from Aaron Smith. I get one of them games, Ashton could have snuck something out of that. But then FC United just proving, dragging out results when they need to, under pressure. The only downside that for Ashton is that four straight defeats there.
I mean, we have to say, I'll be surprised if Ashton United stay where they are in the league table based on that game on Saturday. Michael Brewster, Ben Hardcastle and the goalkeeper, Greg Hartley, all travelling with Michael Clegg from Atherton Coles, really have added something to that squad, and they're not going to stay down there for that long, are they? I think we're safe in saying that.
The next couple of weeks is going to decide. Obviously, get through next week when they've got Staleybridge and South Shields. Obviously, you can get something out of that even better.
A great result, though, for FC United, and a great crowd as well. 1,500 there on Saturday. Great crowd in attendance, including James. James was there too. But a win for FC United sees them up to third position. More on this playoff race in a second or two, because it is awfully tight. But let's have some post-match reaction now. Here's FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking with James Quinn on FC Radio shortly after the final whistle.
So thank you very much for joining us, Neil. Quite an afternoon. Real challenging, blood and guts football. But is it how satisfying is it to see the character of the side to appear to have maybe thrown it away, but then to be able to win it in the end?
It's a difficult question there, James. I mean, listen, you're not facing a team of Ashton who is second from bottom. He's got great players in there, and listen, he's a great manager. You know, I go back a long way with Cleggy, and you know he's a good manager, and this team will go and go and go. The important thing for me today is that we didn't slip up, because good teams, and I said good teams, will come here and win. Despite what they put out in front of us, they come here and win. And you can see in football, South Shields slipped up, Lancaster slipped up the other day. My team didn't slip up today, you know, and as tough as it was on the 87th minute to concede, what character, you know, what character. And I've just gone in the dressing room there, James, and I don't single a lot of people out, but I thought my substitutions today, their attitudes were impeccable, and everyone wants to start games of football. Jack Lenehan covered every ground. Finn Sinclair Smith looks a real talent when he comes on, and Donners goes and gets the winner. You know, I know Tunde might say run across it, but that to me is a squad. You know, that's a squad, and you know, it's another game that we've won. So, you know, really thoroughly enjoyable.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to James Quinn on FC Radio. 2-1 winners there, FC United at Ashton. I did say it was tight, though. It is tight. FC United in third, 4 points from South Shields, 4 points from Lancaster City. FC United do have 2 games in hand, but it's behind FC United where all the action is. Basford United in fourth, 35 points. Radcliffe in fifth, 35 points. Staleybridge in sixth, 35 points. Warrington Town in seventh, 34 points. So awfully, awfully tight. And we've not included Nantwich and Witton Albion in that either, who were just 4 points behind that battle there. Lots of interesting results from Boxing Day. We touched upon a few teams there who were just named in that list. Basford United's match against Micklethwaite was postponed. Therefore, Basford stay on 35 points. Radcliffe have moved up to 35 points. A fantastic victory against Atherton Coles by 1-0. Sturdy, solid, getting the points on the board. That's what John Macken will be after.
Yeah, and again, Radcliffe's home form is starting to show itself there a little bit. But again, another match, Atherton making Radcliffe drag it out a little bit. So another match I was actually at over Christmas. Atherton were a bit unlucky, realistically, not to try and get something out of that. Especially the first 15 minutes seemed a bit more of a dominant side. They were playing the football. But as the game went on, Radcliffe started to drill back into the game a little bit. And had a great little flick on from Anton Forrester in the 68th minute just to seal the 3 points. Interesting fact there as well, somebody who stats holds, Ben Wharton, I think, is the only player to have started and ended the decade at the same club and played the first and last games of the decade too.
Wow,
so I don't know if that's something
right, okay,
worth...
Have you checked that fact before you just said
I have,
it?
Yes. Okay. You played at Colwyn, New Year's Day, Colwyn Bay, 4-1 win.
You do know just texting Berkey is not actually classed as fact-checking. You do know that, don't you? Just throwing that out there. You should have texted Simo. I would have believed if you said Simo. No disrespect to Berkey, but Berkey would text Simo as well just to check his facts. In fact, he'd probably text Simo as well, didn't he? Right, okay, let's move on. So Radcliffe up to fifth position in the league table, 35 points. And, well, what's the next game on New Year's Day? What's happening there? Let's just look at this list of games here. FC United v Radcliffe. Okay, dokie. Big game on New Year's Day then, James. You ready? You ready for it?
Well, we had one of the best defences in the league against pretty much the all-dominant scoring side at this moment
That's
in time.
Right.
But again, big opportunity for both sides there, especially if South Shields and Lancaster drop even more points. Winners of that are going to be a point behind the leaders going into with games in hand too.
I cannot tell you how ready I am for this game on New Year's Day. I've got my oranges ready. It's going to be big. I feel like we should have some kind of, you know, like the Phantom Menace theme music, that kind of thing. Big game. The other big games on New Year's Day, which we'll be coming to shortly, but just to stick with the playoff theme, Radcliffe on 35 points, FC on 35 points, Radcliffe with a game in hand, not just on FC United, but also on Basford United. Stalybridge Celtic, they played a couple of games more than everyone else, but they too on 35 points. A fantastic result, this one. A 2-1 win at near neighbours Hyde United. That's fantastic, that, for Stalybridge. Heading into 2020, in and around the player positions, we'll hear from Simon Howarth in a minute, but everyone at Stalybridge has got to be delighted with how things are turning out this season. It's been tremendous, hasn't it?
They've got to be proud of what they've done for this start of the season there. They're turning into a proper little contender, and they've got a good little strike force going forward too. Quick mention for Hyde United as well, the Starchenko goal, which, great little goal if you've not seen it.
Well, a great win for Stalybridge Celtic there at Ewan Fields, in front of a crowd of 900 as well, which is tremendous stuff on Boxing Day. Let's have the post-match reaction now. Here's Simon Howarth speaking on the club's SoundCloud page shortly after the final whistle.
Simon, congratulations. A dramatic derby win in the end.
Yeah, it was full of everything, weren't it, in the end? I thought first half we were excellent. Like I said, the only Achilles heel is it's two should have been four. And then second half we started well. Kids scored an absolute... something all or nothing. That was the first shot on target they'd had, and that just knocked us sideways a little bit, and they weren't cutting us open or anything like that, but they just got a bit of momentum and the crowd got behind them and we had to defend well, and a typical derby, ref lost control, you know, when it just became a bit of a free-for-all in the end. But 3 points.
We're nearly into the new year, sort of over halfway in the season. We're in the top sort of 6-7 places in the league. We've got to be happy with that, haven't we?
Yeah, you know, I think we're overachieving massively, but we're going to bang on about that. We're going to keep doing what we do. We've got a good group of lads. You've seen them, you know, we've stuck together at the end. We've stuck together when people have come from after the game, and that's what we are, and we're a good team. And we weren't great against Mickleover, but they come and done a job on us, and that happens in this league. So, you know, I think, what's that, 7 wins and a draw in the last 9? Can't fault them. Like I said, they're a great set of lads, and I loved how they stuck together from the minute 1 till right through till a minute about 100 after what went on after.
From Hyde we go to another derby, Ashton United at home. It's going to be another interesting and tough game.
Yeah, we've played them twice, but things have changed. You know, they've changed a few personnel, and Cleggie's come in, who I've known for a long time, and he'll get them going, and they'll do well with him. We're going well ourselves, and we don't fear anyone, and you know, it's about the lads resting now and being ready to go again.
Simon Howarth there, manager at Stalybridge Celtic, speaking with the in-house media team there at Stalybridge Celtic. I should say, links to all these media pages that all the various NPL clubs provide are available in the description to this podcast. Some cracking in-house media going on across the NPL. And a big thank you to Stalybridge Celtics there for that interview with Simon Howarth. Onwards for Stalybridge Celtic. On New Year's Day, they'll be hosting Ashton United, and it'll be interesting to see how that pans out with Ashton United, with things to be optimistic about following that FC United defeat on Saturday, that's for sure. So that's a tricky game, that one, for Stalybridge. FC United will be hosting Radcliffe. We should say Basford United are back in action on New Year's Day. They'll be hosting Grantham Town. More on Grantham in a second. But what about Warrington? Warrington will be travelling to Bamber Bridge. As we discussed earlier, Bamber Bridge picked up a great win against Lancaster on Boxing Day. Warrington did drop points on Boxing Day. They drew 1-1 with Witton Albion. I'm going to suggest, though, that's just festive fare, isn't it? That's a local derby. And to pick up a point in those kind of games, especially against Witton, in the long run, Paul Carden might look back at that result and go, that's a good point.
Normally you'd say so, but not coming off the back of Warrington's last couple of games. They've only picked up 3 out of the last 12 available points. Games in hand that for the other sides aren't exactly helping them. And some of the games they've got coming up too, could have done with just pick up an extra points just to put that a little bit more pressure. And again, they're nowhere near out of the playoff race, as we know, but it could be nice and comfortable at the same time going into the title race.
Well, as we said, New Year's Day, Warrington travel to Bamber Bridge. Witton Albion will be hosting Nantwich Town. That's a big game, isn't it? Both teams tied on 31 points. Nantwich Town, with games in hand, just 4 points behind the playoffs and 3 points behind Warrington Town as well, we should say. Nantwich Town, they had a good result on Boxing Day. They beat Stafford Rangers by 2-1. But doesn't tell the full story of this game, James. Walk us through the last few moments or so of this game at the Weaver Stadium.
Last 2 minutes of the game, pretty much just Sean Cook, rapid response. And again, Nantwich just first winning 5, and Stafford Rangers will be looking at 3 points drops more than anything else, considering the lead they had and how well they've played in that game as well.
Well, it wasn't the best of afternoons for Stafford Rangers, if the truth be known. Obviously, Ashley United did get beat, so the gap between Stafford Rangers and Ashley United is 2 points. But Gainsborough Trinity picked up a vitally important victory on Boxing Day. That opens up a 3-point gap between themselves and bottom place Stafford Rangers. Grantham Town 1, Gainsborough Trinity 5 was the full-time score at the South Kesteven Stadium. Quite emphatic stuff there in that Lincolnshire derby from Gainsborough Trinity. Let's have the post-match reaction now from Curtis Woodhouse. Here he is speaking with Rob Hughes on Gainsborough Trinity TV.
We spoke before the game. You wanted to put on a performance for the fans, and you've delivered.
Yeah, I thought the lads grafted really, really hard. I thought the work ethic and application was fantastic. I think today's result has definitely been coming. You know, I said we've played well the last few weeks, and I said, you know, the building blocks from the last two games where we've got great point away at Hyde, and then a really battling display at home against Nantwich, got another point. I thought it was important that we backed it up today with 3, and we did. So couldn't be any happier. Some really, really good performances out there. Like I said, the work ethic and everything was different class. So good performance, very happy.
Certainly gives you a few headaches going into the new year and the game against Matlock.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Michael Williams obviously came on a sub today and he's back fit. Kingsley James came through a fitness test, so he's going to be available on New Year's Day as well. So we're getting our squad back together at the right time. Like I said, everybody that's in the squad, I'm fully confident they can come in and do a job, otherwise I won't be here.
And you say to the players, keep the shirt, it's your shirt to lose.
Yeah, I said that to Kurt before the game. I said, make it impossible for me to leave him out. You know, because he has been a little bit hit and miss lately. And I want him to keep them high standards. And today, I said, with that type of performance, when he is like that, you know, he's very, very difficult to play against. And he was brilliant today. And, you know, delighted he got his 2 goals that will give him confidence moving into New Year's Day, which again is a huge game. We've got 23 games to go, 23 cup finals. We've got to get out of that relegation zone. And today, I think, will definitely help.
Gainsborough Trinity's manager Curtis Woodhouse there, and a big thank you to Gainsborough Trinity's media team for that clip. Should say Curtis Morrison getting 2 goals in that game, as well as Simon Russell with 2 penalties. But Grantham Town beaten 5-1 by Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough now 3 points behind Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles do have 2 games in hand. The gap between Gainsborough and Buxton remains at 4 points because Buxton also won on Boxing Day. Buxton beat Matlock Town by 4-2. We're going to hear from Gary Haywood in a second, but that's not done Gary's relationship with the fans any harm, that's for sure.
No, well, again, remain unbeaten since Gary Haywood took charge, and a big win against the local rivals too, to put Matlock Town under a little bit more pressure, similar with Grantham Town.
Yeah, Buxton hosting Hyde United on New Year's Day. Matlock will be travelling to Gainsborough Trinity. So quite interesting that, especially when you consider as well that the gap between Matlock and Gainsborough Trinity is 9 points. So that could be down to 6 on New Year's Day at 5:00. So quite an interesting one, that game there. A fantastic result, though, for Buxton there, that 4-2 win over Matlock Town. Let's have the post-match reaction now from Gary Haywood. Here he is speaking with Buxton's YouTube channel.
Gary, brilliant result today. Beating the local rivals, obviously going 2-0 down. What do you reckon to your side's reaction?
Well, it was superb. We obviously it was 2-0 down, 2 silly mistakes first 5 minutes. We regrouped. I think, to be fair, 2-1 at half time flattered them a little bit, but we got them in at half time, and got the game plan right, and obviously, as you see, we run out easy winners in the end.
Obviously, good to beat the local rivals. Four goals again is it good to see the team scoring goals whilst they're playing well?
Yeah, Tommy Elliott, Diego, Liam Hardy, Alex Byrne, all four. They're absolutely unstoppable at times, as you've seen again today. You know, unsung hero, Chris Scott, really working hard in midfield, and the back four listened to instructions and did really well today.
On to New Year's Day now and a home game at the Tarmac Silverland Stadium. What's the process now building into that? Obviously, playing well. It's not as bad at Christmas now. Nice little break till then. Will you get them in and work towards that game?
Yeah, we're in Saturday. Obviously, me and Wardy will get them in. Organise us again and hopefully get us prepared right for the Hyde United game. Another big 3 points, we need it.
Big thank you to Buxton TV there for that clip. That was Gary Haywood speaking, manager Buxton, shortly after that 4-2 win at Matlock Town. Good crowd as well at Causeway Lane, approaching 1,000 spectators there. Not bad at all. A good crowd at Scarborough on Boxing Day, 1,207. So Scarborough Athletic beat their East Coast rivals Morpeth Town by 1-0. That's a fantastic result. That for Scarborough sees them leapfrog over Morpeth. Scarborough are now 5 points from the playoffs. Morpeth are 7 points from the playoffs, but Morpeth do have 14 games in hand or thereabouts. But Scarborough back on the wagon.
Yeah, Ben, especially after last week's result to Buxton as well. What a good response there with another very tough ask for Morpeth Town to go to Scarborough, as it is going to be for any other team in the second part of the season. Walsh just starting to find his form a little bit, and they're a completely different side. And also, the next team for him is South Shields anyway.
Yeah, well, let's wait and see. But Darren Kelly will have been happy with that victory there, I'm sure. Let's have his post-match reaction. Here he is speaking with friend of the show, Martin Dowie, on Scarborough Athletics' YouTube channel.
Darren, I suggest that's the bounce-back you'd be looking for, right?
Absolutely. I thought the players responded superbly. I thought we were brilliant from first to the 94th minute. I thought every man to a man. I looked for them to go out and win their individual battles. I think they won them. I think we could have won 3-4. Tommy wasn't tested. I thought defensively from front to back we were solid, we were compact, we were organised, we helped each other. And as I say, we won all our battles and we get a goal, and you know, it could have been 2 or 3, but it's a very dangerous score, 1-0. But I thought in terms of, you know, seeing it through to the 94th minute, I thought hard work, grit, desire, determination, every man to a man, we thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, it's 12 points out of possible 15. It's not bad, is it, really?
It should be 15 out of 15, but you know, that's me being greedy. That's me coming into the club and seeing what great people are here behind the scenes in front. The supporters are there. And you always want to do what's best, and that's why defeats hurt. The other day, it hurt a lot. It affects me, as well as I know everybody else. But as the manager of the team, I put the onus on me. I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I wouldn't change that because I want to be successful at this club. I believe we're on the right road. A lot of work to be done, a lot of work behind the scenes. But, you know, there's a fantastic bunch of people that's willing to do that to be successful. And, yeah, you know, the big thing is it's only a process. It's longer than just sort of this season. But, you know, rest assured we'll be doing everything we can to make this club successful.
Darren Kelly there, and a big thank you to Scarborough's media team for that clip. Scarborough onwards and upwards. Next up, as James alluded to earlier, Scarborough will be travelling to South Shields. Mammoth game, that one. It's been interesting to see the attendance record for this season, because I know FC United are pushing to get above that 2,000 mark, and, you know, South Shields' attendances have been good. Scarborough's attendances have been good. I mean, we are going to get some big attendances this season, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, New Year's Day is generally the one bit match, where, the one weekend where we do see the crowds of over 1,000. I mean, obviously, there's only one that's been over 2,000 so far this season. That was South Shields hosting Grantham.
Well, let's see. The games taking place on New Year's Day. Atherton Colts taking on Lancaster City. Bamber Bridge hosting Warrington Town. Basford hosting Grantham Town. Buxton against Hyde United. FC against Ratcliffe. Gainsborough Trinity taking on Matlock Town. That might be a big attendance. Morpeth taking on Whitby Town. South Shields hosting Scarborough. Stafford hosting Michelover. Stalybridge Celtic against Ashton United. That might be pushing four figures. And Witton Albion hosting Nantwich Town as well. A big game there in Cheshire. So all happening on New Year's Day. We should say that's the end of the NPL show for this part of the week, but we are back later in the week with the Step 4 show, where we're going to be having a perusal at, a look at Division North West and South East as we head into 2020. But James, a big thank you for joining us. Looking forward to your buffet.
I am indeed. Just one quick final mention to the last result we received of this decade on Saturday afternoon. Worth a mention, just as a result of its own, Market Drayton 2, Cleethorpes 9.
Scott Vernon scored 5 goals. Scott Vernon there, that's superb, isn't it? James, a big thank you for joining us. Congratulations to Scott Vernon at Cleethorpes Town. And like we said, Step 4 show coming up later in the week. But for the NPL show, we're going to be back a week on Friday with our monthly discussion show, recorded live at the Heat and Hop. So looking forward to that one. James, have a lovely new year. And a big thank you to all the media teams who've helped us put the show together this week by providing us those post-match interviews, that superb stuff. And on behalf of everyone here at the NPL show, dear listener, you all have a lovely new year. Enjoy your buffies, stay safe, and enjoy your football on New Year's Day. And we'll see you all very soon. James, wave to them. They're going now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.